This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was back around September, October of 2021. The name of the company is Envirotech Vehicles, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol EVTV. With me today is the CEO and chairman, going to bring me up to speed, Mr. Philip Oldridge. Philip, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having us back. I appreciate the time.
You know, I've been doing some research on your company because it's been a little while, and boy, you really have turned things around there. I think on your third quarters, you guys put out revenues of $3.8 million compared to $709,000 the same quarter the year before. Also, you guys are looking to maybe do a deal with the Atlanta, Georgia Sheriff Program. And also, you're working with the New Jersey Voucher Program over there. That's going to give anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000 per van. That being said, what sets Envirotech Vehicles apart from the commercial EV companies that are out there? And there's starting to be a lot of them.
Well, yeah, two things, I suppose. And you're right, there's starting to be a lot of them, but I caution people on the following, and you've heard me say this word before, and it's called homologation. When you're looking at a lot of these vehicles that are up and coming, of course, the Fords and General Motors, they've always been around, and they'll always be around. Those are great companies, but a lot of people are coming into the market these days with vehicles that they've repowered, taken transmissions and engines out of them, and turned them into electric vehicles, and the problem is when they do that, who's homologating them? And homologation is a fancy word for certification where you comply a vehicle to, you know, literally conform a vehicle to U.S. DOT and Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards. And a lot of these companies simply aren't doing that. And so you'll see over the course of the next few years that will come to bite a lot of people. And then, of course, there's a lot of companies that come out with lots of glossy pictures and fancy things saying they're doing this and doing that. And I don't need to mention some names, but recently companies like got another 4,500 vehicles sold here and another 5,000 vehicles sold there. And I just laugh when I hear those types of numbers. And especially from companies that don't even have a VIN number. They don't even have an operating prototype. And they're just like, yeah, we've got the orders and we're ready to go. So the boundaries to entry are tough. It costs millions and millions of dollars to get into the space. And so, what we consider to be making announcements around 4,000 or 5,000 vehicles, but we're delivering plenty. We've got a real order book. You know, people always ask me, Phil, what does that look like? And it's in the hundreds. And they say, well, this company's got 5,000, that company's got 6,000. Yeah, do they really? I look at what's a real order and what you can really deliver and what you can really build. And so, we're very excited. We turned our last quarter, we turned our first profit since the takeover of Adomani. And, we're very excited. We've expanded our, as you know, we have a manufacturing facility now that's, it's a real factory. It's not a garage on some corner lot somewhere. It's 600,000 square feet on 100 acres of land. And people are like, when are you going to open? Well, you know, we've only had it, you know, literally 6 or 7 months, and we've just now finished, like, the teardown of the walls on the inside. I mean, 600,000 square feet, if you put it in perspective. I mean, it takes you, you know, if you and I walked out of the front door and we walked around the building, it will take you about 40 minutes to get around it.
Wow.
It's a massive undertaking, and we've remodeled about 20,000 square feet of office space. We're just at the point now where we've removed all of the walls. We have open spacing in there. Like, we've kept, you know, obviously some of the retaining walls, but quite a lot of it's freestanding. We are in the first quarter of this new year coming up, we're re-roofing the building, which is, and just to give you an idea of what that looks like, I mean, one section of our roof is 2,670 feet long in one direction. I mean, you know, you're talking half a mile, right?
It's right. That's massive. That's massive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big, big facility. So we're super excited. You know, we've secured an industrial bond, the first phase of our industrial bond, which is $250 million for our build out. And so, yeah. And if people always ask me, say, okay, Phil, but when are you going to be going? Well, you know, the honest answer is we're doing final assemblies now, and people like, you know, the whole world like you to think that they're building stuff. Final assemblies are installing headlights, taillights, tires, wheels, things like that. But actual full-blown production, I'd love to tell you it would be less than 2 years, and it's possible that it will, but I think we're going to be around the 18-month mark that we'll be able to, you know, pull the switch on one of the assembly lines and have an automated assembly line that's running. So we're very excited. We're on target. We're on market. We've, you know, we've bought the property. We own the property, and we're just very excited to be where we're at.
Well, if you would, give my listeners maybe what's on the horizon for EnviroTech for Class 7s and also for buses.
Sure. So, well, as some of you may know, and some of you may not, but we've had some big milestones this last year. Of course, the manufacturing facility was one. We also are the only company that I know of in North America now that is certified to build in right-hand drive as well as left-hand drive. So we have built our first series of right-hand drive vehicles, which everybody said, well, what's that for? Is it for the post office? You're going after the post office? Yes, obviously we're going to be presenting to the post office, and, you know, huge federal government contracts like that are monumental. They're big tasks. We're also going after local municipalities and parking meter maids, all that type of stuff that would utilize a right-hand drive. We've got some new vehicles that people, we haven't even released yet. We're going to release in the next quarter, but we have some electric sweepers now that come out that are road sweepers and stuff. Our biggest and most exciting is our school bus, and our school bus is coming into the market in Q1. We're very excited about that, and we've been working very, very strongly and very, very closely with a number of school boards, and we have close to 300 orders for school buses, real orders that are in our pipeline. So we're very excited about that. And so, yeah, I think, you know, the production overall and the vehicles that we're bringing to market, you know, our Class 6 truck will be arriving. Our Class 7 is not quite finished, but our Class 6 truck will be arriving in Q1 as well. That will give us a 19,500-pound gross weight. To give you an idea about that, some of the things that we've done, and we've just sold our first two, and we did them on Class 4 chassis, but we got into an unusual market for people might say, wow, what's that? But we got into the aircraft refueling business, and so we've just built our first two all-electric aircraft refuelers that have a 900-gallon capacity for fuel, for avgas, for aviation fuel, not for jet fuel, but for avgas at this time. The good news is we didn't even have a chance to get them to the show. We're sending one to the show in January. But both of those vehicles, once they hit the ground, they got sold immediately, and they've been sold. They're going to Colorado, and we've got another six under construction right now. And with the arrival of our Class 6 chassis, we will be having our first Jet A electric fuelers coming to as well. So we're very excited about that. We're breaking into the aviation side of things, and so just another great milestone for us.
What trends do you see happening here in the new year? And I would like to also, if you could expand a little bit on government funding on both the federal and the state level with Biden and them really kind of pushing hard for this Green Act and for EV transportation.
So, you know, two things really on the big funding side. The school bus business will be tremendous. Before, it used to be sort of a lottery as who won money for school buses, and now it's an actual grant. So the good and the positives to grants are as follows, you know, and the positives are is that there's billions of dollars available. The negative side are is, you know, wealthy states and rich states and wealthy school boards and rich school boards, they can afford to have grant writers and people, and they can get that money. So they grab that money first of all. Usually they're the most successful at it. So what have we done as a company, to sort of level the playing field there? So we've hired our own internal grant writer, someone that has a long history of that, and we're doing what we call white paper. So we're helping out disadvantaged communities, states that don't have as much pull or as much political pull in the federal area, and we're helping them with their grants and school boards with that. And so the good news about doing that is because they couldn't afford to do that themselves and they didn't have the manpower, but by us doing it and assisting them with it, because they're disadvantaged, they get to the top of the pile quicker because they're not a state that has a ton of money and everything else, so if they're able to prevent that. So we're to provide that information. So we're very excited to be working with a number of states and school boards that we can do that with. Most recently, for anyone that's been following our story, you'll see that we just released and unveiled our first all-electric prisoner transport van, which we released
of
Georgia.
Yeah.
The sheriff's
program, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the sheriffs are very excited about it, and it's done a number of things. Most of these types of vehicles that are transporting the prisoners that we're in are prisoners that are being taken from detention centers to court. And the way that used to work before is that there's not a lot of space in some of the courthouses, so if there's a backup, they have to sit outside in these vans that are diesels with the engines running and AC running and stuff like that. Now we don't have these vehicles idling and stuff anymore. We're electric, so they just let them pull up and sit there, and the AC can run or the heat can run, and we don't have noise pollution, and we don't have, in terms of when I say noise, like literal noise from the vehicle, and we also don't have the NOx gas side of it. So we're very excited. That's the first one. We have already started to build a pipeline in the low hundreds for other sheriff's departments that are calling and asking us. And so it took us a while to get the first one done, but now we've sort of got the mold and the fit, and we're going to start knocking them off. So we're very, very excited about that.
Well, you really turned things around there. And you even told me a year ago, you go, Everett, we're going to list on the NASDAQ. And I can't tell you, Philip, how many CEOs have come on my show over the years and saying that they're going to uplist on the NASDAQ, and it never does come to fruition. I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you're mostly proud of yourself and your team that you guys accomplished here in 2022?
Well, honestly, I think it's, literally our team and our staff. As a company, we've got a really great team, albeit that we're not huge. They're very committed. And when I say committed, not just to their paycheck, but to the actual job and to the progression of the company itself. We've got longstanding employees. We haven't lost any. We've always just been adding. So it's very exciting to work on a daily basis with a group of people that just love doing what they're doing. And for a lot of people, they don't really understand, the company in terms of its structure, but, we sort of crossed three fronts, which a lot of the market doesn't understand. But, first of all, we're a manufacturing company and we
right.
manufacture vehicles. Yeah. And we do. Second of all, we're a tech company. We have a whole tech side to, what we do with our CAN systems and our BMS systems and boards and everything. And then there's a green portion of our company through the EPA. So, we get a very diverse group of people that are coming to work from different backgrounds and different educational standards and levels, and it's just really tremendous. So we're very proud of what we've done. There's going to be some big changes. Follow us closely. I told you that we would uplift to the NASDAQ this year, and we've had some fallback, and people are like, Phil, why is that? I can tell you this much, that's perfectly normal. And just watch where we're going to be at in the next two quarters, and you'll be amazed. And so I'm very excited about where we're going and what we're doing and the release of some of our new products that you're going to see. And hopefully you'll have us back on the show in the next quarter or two, and we'll be able to share with you exactly where we're at and what we're doing.
My guest today has been Philip Ulrich. He is the chairman and CEO of EnviroTech Vehicles, Inc. Look him up. You can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol EVTV. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on the show, but I'm not going to wait another 15 months for you to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Well, Well, we will for sure, and I thank you. And Everett, if I don't speak to you between now and Christmas, and any more of your listeners, I'd like to take this opportunity to God bless all of you and your families, and may you have a happy and festal holiday season. And I'll look forward to seeing everyone and talking to everybody in the new year. God bless you, and thank you for your time today.
Right back at you, buddy. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.